Matthew coming back in the lineup, you know that Adam's close as well. It's due for this group to start to get some veteran healthy bodies back in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a great boost. We've been bit by the injury bug pretty a lot of times this year. So it's nice to get the guys back, and even just having them in the normal color jerseys and skating with us and in practice and slowly filtering back into the lineup, it's huge, and probably couldn't come at a bigger time of the season to get these guys back. So it's a big boost for our team.
How do you describe the hockey that your team needs to play in these remaining games in order to try to get back above the playoff line?
Well, I think we have to continue to do much of the same that we've been doing realistically the whole season. Obviously, for us, we've really tried to make our mission, or what our team's known for, is hard work and sort of never giving up in a game, up or down, and being tough to play against. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of games against teams a point back of you or 2 points in front of you. So. But I think at the end of the day, we're just going to have to continue to do those things. And whether you win or lose, sort of wipe the slate clean the next day and get ready for the next game, because it's, too important this time of year to be ready for each game individually than sort of dwell or get too high off of some wins.
Can you share a little bit of insight here on what you expect from Vegas specifically?
Well, obviously, they're on a pretty good roll right now, and They've got a pretty lethal lineup up front. They've got a bunch of lines that can put the puck in the back of the net. They play a hard game. They have some defensemen that jump up in the rush, and they've got really solid goaltending. So they're playing great. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and we're going to have to come in and bring our best game and play with confidence as well. It should be a good game. It's always fun whenever we play Vegas, especially with the playoffs a few years ago and whatnot. So. We need to bring our best.
Josh, what kind of pressure comes with, being part of that log jam that we see in the standings compared to, the last couple of years where things were, you guys had a lot more breathing?
Sure, if you're 10, 15 points inside the playoff cut line, you have a little bit of breathing room. But I think we've sort of been in this position for a large part of the season. I mean, we feel as a team that we've been having to sort of scratch and claw for every inch that we've gotten this year. And so I think we're really comfortable in this situation, and nothing changes for us. We just have to continue to bring our game and bring our compete level. Like I said, that's what we've been doing all year, so this is nothing new.
You stay up late at night to watch the Arizona game or the Wild game last night? Does it pique your interest?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, scoreboard watching for sure, as much as any of the fans or anybody else out there. There's so many games, it seems, down the stretch here in March where, like I said before, two teams are playing that are 2 points separated, and there's going to be a lot of games that are super important. So, obviously scoreboard watching and hoping that we get some favorable luck from some other teams, but at the same time, just trying to take care of our own business.
Josh,